All this week in this time slot, we're reporting on the child mental health system in Massachusetts. This morning in our series, we look at how doctors screen children for mental illness. Pediatricians report they see behavioral problems more often than asthma or any other chronic condition. Recently, they've started using a questionnaire to help identify mental health problems more clearly as the first step in what can be a long and complicated diagnosis process. And as WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov reports in our series we call Are the Kids All Right?, this tool has also uncovered a bigger problem, the challenge in getting help for kids with mental illness.
Side. We're almost done. Yeah, you're doing an awesome job.
At yearly checkups, doctors have always looked for ear infections. Before,
if you want to make sure he doesn't have any more ear infections, make sure there's no sleeping with bottles.
And they've asked parents about kids' behavior. Are they playing well with others? Are they fitting in at school? But they haven't done it in a systemic way. With the new screening tool, pediatrician Greg Hagen with Cambridge Health Alliance says he's catching more subtle problems. He remembers one visit with a teenager who filled out the new questionnaire before his checkup.
He was just the sweetest, nicest kid, well-spoken, well-groomed. And towards the end of our 15-minute visit, I glanced at his screening tool, and it was off the charts, abnormal. And I said, you know, I need to talk to you about this. What's going on here? Because you seem like you're doing okay. Very quickly, it came out that this was a kid who was being severely bullied, and he wasn't going to tell me about that.
Being bullied could have serious consequences, such as withdrawal, anxiety, depression, or suicide, as was the case with Phoebe Prince. Now, at every checkup, Dr. Hagen gives parents a 35-question form to fill out that asks things like, does your child fidget? Is she having trouble sleeping?
It doesn't tell you that your child has attention deficit disorder just because you answer yes to the question, is your child distracted easily? It initiates a discussion, and it gives me, as the pediatrician, the opportunity to ask a lot more questions, to drill down, if you will, on the child's behavior.
Now, parents who see problems with their kids can identify them clearly. This questionnaire was filled out by more than 360,000 families with kids on MassHealth, the state-run insurance program for low- and moderate-income families. Almost 8% were told they needed more evaluation. This process grew out of a lawsuit known as Rosie D, when a federal judge ruled the state wasn't providing adequate mental health treatment for kids on MassHealth. Now that's changed.
We're a leader in screening from the standpoint of a statewide initiative.
State Mental Health Commissioner Barbara Liedholm says because of the lawsuit, the state has revamped its services for kids on MassHealth.
The child and family are at the center of the services. They're really defining with the team what it is they need. And again, looking at other states have not done this in a statewide rollout.
For the kids on public insurance, that's great news. But the new screening tool has also identified privately insured kids with mental health problems. In fact, an estimated 300,000 kids have diagnosable mental health problems in the state. In the private market, there aren't enough child psychiatrists, and many don't take insurance at all. Dr. Jean Baresson, who trains child psychiatrists at Harvard Medical School, says the system is frustrating because it leads to long waits for treatment.
It's a dire problem. I mean, most kids and adolescents who come for treatment have to wait anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks at many clinics, some places 3 to 4 months.
The delays and the lack of programs led Mary Lou Sutters to say she would do something drastic.
If I had a child with a serious emotional disorder in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, I would do everything I could to have them on Medicaid, then on private commercial insurance.
I asked her if she'd quit her job to qualify for the better mental health services on public insurance. The answer, yes.
You're getting this from the former commissioner of mental health.
Sutters was the former mental health commissioner and is now head of the Massachusetts Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children. It's a shocking acknowledgement of how bad private insurance is at covering mental illness, even though the state has a parity law that requires the same level of coverage for bipolar disorder as for diabetes. But the problems can't all be blamed on private insurance. Even when patients have access to care, as they do if they go to doctors in the Cambridge Health Alliance, they often don't follow through.
Unfortunately, their ability to actually make it to a mental health appointment continues to be pretty low.
That's Dr. Karen Hacker, an expert on child mental health screening at Cambridge Health Alliance.
I want to say running about 40 to 50%. Some of them never even make an appointment.
A patient may have no way to get to a mental health clinic or doesn't go because the copays are high, and there's still stigma around mental disorders. The biggest issue statewide, and one we'll explore more in our series tomorrow, is the extreme shortage of child psychiatrists. So I asked Mental Health Commissioner Leadholm, what's the point of screening if there aren't enough psychiatrists and psychologists who can help kids?
That's a very, very concerning question, and it's something we're all losing sleep over.
Even though she's losing sleep, she says it's still worth screening because eventually she believes the supply of mental health providers will catch up to the demand. But for thousands of kids in the Commonwealth with mental health problems who are waiting to find a doctor, it can't happen fast enough. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.